Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Tears to Breakthrough radio show with host author Carolyn Ritter Watson, breaking through tears, bondage, loss, and hurt, equipping you with tools to execute your God-given purpose. Remember to order your copy of Tears in a Bottle now, available on Amazon.com, and receive a free companion guide.
Hi, good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough radio show. My name is Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am your host. I thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and be blessed. Good morning, family. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Happy Sunday, family. Welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I'm so excited to serve you today. Today is another small business spotlight where we feature, interview, and give shout outs to small business and small business owners, right? We have to support our sisters in life and in business. And so that is what we are all about. And today's shout out goes to Nicole Burns Haynes. She was our featured entrepreneur yesterday on the Entrepreneur Speaks and Shopping Session on the Tears to Breakthrough Virtual Conference Center. And so it was a wonderful and blessed time that was spent with you sharing with us. Thank you so much, Nicole. And Nicole wears many hats like most of us women. She is a Rodan and Fields consultant and the founder of the Independent Women Experience. I love that, right? And there's an event coming up for the Independent Women Experience in September 23rd. And you can actually go to the Independent Experience Eventbrite page to purchase tickets for that event. We are looking forward to that event. I am actually going to be a speaker at that event, and there's going to be some other dynamic women that are going to be sharing and empowering you. We're going to be networking, and it's going to be a blessed time, so you definitely don't want to miss it. So today, family, I want to talk to you about freeing your mind, because there's so much going on all the time, and we're just so bombarded with the stresses of this world. And not only do we have to deal with the stresses of this world, but we have to deal with the stresses of our own world, because there are things that are happening within our own lives, you know, personally. So that's a lot. That is a lot to deal with. And so, family, today I want to encourage you to clear your mind, because a clear mind is a healthy mind. It's a productive mind. And God is calling you to rest. He's calling you to rest because some of you have been so stressed out, you've not been able to rest. God is calling you to rest today. And so I want you to join me this morning as we go into that secret place of rest. Amen. And that's what we're going to be doing today. But first I want to, you know, set the atmosphere. And we're going to go into praise and worship mode. So just relax. Just sit back. Just take a deep breath and breathe, breathe, breathe in all the blessings of God, trusting Him, knowing that He is the author and the finisher of your faith, knowing that, you know, without faith it is impossible to please Him, knowing that He cares about all of your struggles and all of your troubles, and He wants you to come to Him. He wants to be your source for everything. So just take a deep breath and breathe in all of His promises, which are yes and amen. Here we go.
Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise Him. Come on, you can praise Him. Hallelujah. God, we, your people, are going to be obedient. As you decree, let everything that have breath give you the praise and give you the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in your presence. This is the every. My daily bread is what I long for. And God, you said, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. This verse just says, your very word. Come on, tell him today. Come on, say, spoken. This is the part that I love to declare. It says, it's, and now, listen to these words. It says, I'm desperate for you. Is there anybody here you just don't want him, but you're desperate for him? You've got to have him. Sing it to him again. And now, I'm lost without. God, once in the world, but now that you changed me, I've got to have you. Come on, sing this with us again. This is the air I breathe. Come on, I want you to sing it with us. This is the air I breathe. And because you sent your Holy Spirit, Lord, thank you that it is. Thank you, Jesus. come on, living in me as she was. It's living in me, hallelujah. I'm connected to you and you're connected to me. And I tell you today that this is my daily bread. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Lord, it is the truth of your word that you've given us. Desperate for him, I want you to lift your hands and tell him. Come on, tell him, I'm desperate for you, Jesus. Come on, if you're desperate for him, lift both hands to heaven and open your mouth in here. Tell him together. And I thank you, Jesus. I'm lost without you, Lord. Your presence. We need to have you there, Lord. Come on, sing it again. And I'm desperate for you. I need you, Lord. Every hour, I want you, Jesus. Yes, I do. Hey. And I'm tell them again. I'm lost. Nothing without him and you'd be lost. I want you to lift your hands right now and tell him this is the air I breathe. Breathe it in. Come on, he's given us the Ruah breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis. He is. Oh, Jesus. Come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given. Come on. You drop out, group. I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation. Come on. Sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it. Yes, Lord. Come on, sing it.
Yes, this is the air I breathe. Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Family, welcome back. We just had to set the atmosphere, right? And so today we are talking about freeing your mind, because some of you just need to rest your mind. Rest your mind. God is calling you to rest your mind. And so free your mind and the rest will follow. Free your mind and the rest will follow. How are you responding, family? How do you respond to everything that is happening all around you, with between the news media and all the political stuff going on, and then all the stuff that's going on right in your household? How are you responding to all of that stuff? every day, because every day there's something new. Every day there's something new. And how are you responding to everything, you know, that's going on all around you? And, you know, these situations, all of this turmoil that's happening trigger powerful emotions in us. You know, when emotions are on a high, the tendency is to react and be impulsive. And so some of you are just being impulsive. God is not calling you to be impulsive. Okay? And, you know, when crisis happens, or, you know, when tragedies happen, you know, we can get very easily carried away by our emotions, and our awareness of the present moment is lost sometimes. You know, we start thinking, why, you know, why me? Why is this happening to me? Why is all this stuff going on? And, you know, what have I done to deserve this? You know, we just start having all of these negative thoughts, all of these negative questions, you know. And I can understand why the questions, because we do battle with so much every day. But we have to know who we are and whose we are. We have to know that God is our source for everything. And even in this sick and dark and evil world that we live in, still the same, yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he is our source for peace. He is our source for rest, right? And so I want to encourage you today to just free your mind and allow the rest to follow. You know, when we seek God first and his kingdom, all of these things shall be added unto us. Everything you need will be added to your life, right? And so all of these negative thoughts reduces our ability to think clearly, and we often end up reacting to, you know, circumstances instead of responding in a positive light, you know. And so God is calling you to rest today. God is calling you to rest. I want you to say that to me right now. Say that with me right now. Say, God is calling me to rest. Because your Heavenly Father loves you so much, he wants you to rest. He wants his daughters to rest. He wants his sons to rest. He wants you to have rest today. And so many of you are wrestling with so much, but God is calling you to rest. He's calling you to a peace that only he can give you, a God kind of peace. And so what I want you to do today, what I want you to do this morning, is prepare your mind to become still. Just prepare your mind right now to just be still. To be still and know that God is God. I want you to practice meditation. I know a lot of times as believers, you know, we have a problem with that word meditation, but meditation is a good thing, you know, because we should be meditating on the word. We should have quiet time every day where we're just being still and quiet before God and listening to his voice and listening for his voice and listening for his instruction. Because really, quite frankly, that's why some of you don't have peace. That's why some of you are not getting rest, because you're not meditating. If the world is meditating and at peace, you know you're supposed to be at peace. So I want to call you into that peaceful place today. And I want you to practice meditation in the presence of God. And what is meditation, you may ask? It's a deep relaxation method that stills the mind and stops the constant chatter and those voices in your head. You know, when this internal dialogue ceases, the mind settles down. The mind begins to settle. Because, you know, the mind and the body are so closely related. Our mind and bodies are so closely related. And so when the mind is still, when we can get our mind still, then our bodies can begin to relax. So God is calling you to rest today. He's calling you to rest today, because all of that worry and all of that stress and all of those restless nights are going to end up leading you to, if they have not already to, leading you to having all types of sickness in your mind and in your body. And so we want to get our minds at rest, and then our bodies will be at rest, right? And so you need some quiet time. So get quiet before God. Get into a meditation which gives you peace of mind. How many of you just need peace of mind? I know I'm going to raise my hand. I know I need some peace of mind, right? I need a God kind of peace. And so I want to encourage you to go into that secret place of God and allow him to give you peace today. Allow him to give you rest today. Allow him to ease your mind. And when you do, the rest will follow. I promise you. I promise you. I want to encourage you to disconnect from every stress, every problem, you know, turn that news off, put that phone down, go somewhere and close that door to just get quiet before God. I want to encourage you to just disconnect from everything. That is stressing you out. Even if it's only for 5 minutes or 10 minutes a day, you have to do it. If you want to keep your sanity, if you want to keep your body healthy and your mind healthy, you have to do it. You have to have some quiet time in the presence of God every day, going into that secret place, that dwelling place of the Most High, which I want to take you to today. I want to take you there, right? We're going to talk more about meditation today. But right now what I want to do is I want to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to go in deep, and we're going to go into that secret place, that dwelling place of the Most High.
Hey, Twin, what are you doing?
I'm doing some guilt-free shopping at Layla Simone's Shop for a Cause.
This is amazing. I can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Did you know that Layla Simone supports breast cancer research, awareness, women in crisis, and youth-related nonprofits? Each time I shop online within their network, a donation is made automatically with no additional cost to me. I love guilt-free shopping. Wow, they even offer personal shopper services? Move over. I love shopping online. And for a good cause, I'm in. What is their contact info? You can call 610-504-0690 or go to LaylaSimone.com.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-Watson.
All right, we are back. That was the Layla Simone Shop for a Cause commercial, where you can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Many of you know that is my organization with my 11-year-old granddaughter. Layla Simone Shop for a Cause was inspired by the loss of my daughter-in-law. Who lost her battle with breast cancer in 2009. And so we want to encourage you to not just shop, but shop with a purpose and for a cause, right? We like to call it guilt-free shopping, because you don't have any guilt, because you're actually helping somebody else. You're shopping for a bigger purpose. Amen. And so I just thank God for the work that he's doing in that organization. Amen. And you always have an opportunity to help by doing what we like to do anyway, which is shop. Amen. And so, yeah, so we're back now, and we're talking about resting, freeing your mind and allowing the rest to follow. God wants to give you rest today. And, you know, I know that sometimes in Christian culture, meditation is a dirty word, you know, but it doesn't have to be. I meditate every day, and that's just simply getting in the presence of God and just being quiet, just being still, and just knowing that he is God and allowing him to download stuff to me. Sometimes you just have to be quiet, just be quiet. You know, be still, be quiet. And so meditation, you know, it makes you, it makes us mentally strong so that we can face any situation in any circumstances. You know, when we get into the presence of God and just get quiet, it helps us to mentally be stronger, and we can face any situation that comes our way. When we get into the presence of God and just be quiet, just being still, it makes us peaceful. It gives us peace, an inner peace, a God kind of peace. And then we can begin to reflect in outward situations, you know? And so when we get into the presence of God and meditate, it increases our emotional resilience. It reduces the tendency to react and increase the tendency to respond in a God kind of way to every situation, because God has promised us life and more abundantly. And so we can focus on God's promises as opposed to focusing on the problems. It is an effective way to de-stress your mind, to free your mind from the stresses that are all around you. Free your mind, and the rest will follow. And so we want to cast all of our cares on the Lord today. Why? Because He cares. He cares about everything that you are going through right now. You know, sometimes when we're going through stuff, we feel so alone and lonely, but I'm here to tell you that God says He will never, I'm going to say it again, He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will never leave you. And it is time to spend some uninterrupted time with your Heavenly Father. I want you to go with me today in that secret place, that dwelling place. Amen. And so Jesus said in Matthew 6:6, but when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Jesus was not necessarily indicating that a physical location, you know, that you had to go into a physical location, because we can pray anywhere. I pray in my car. You know, I pray if I go for a walk. If I'm walking my dog, I'm praying. Scripture says, pray without ceasing. So you can pray anywhere. You can pray while you're at work. You know? I remember years ago, it's been a while, but when I worked a 9-to-5 job, and when the people would start stressing me out, I would get up and go into the bathroom, close that stall, and I would start praying, okay? You can pray anywhere. Don't get it twisted. God is willing to hear you when you open your mouth and speak, and He wants to speak to you concerning those issues in your life. He wants to reveal to you some answers that you've been looking for so long, but you have to be still and know that He is God. You have to get quiet before Him and connect with Him. You know, we must enter into the secret place in our own spirit and meet God right there. He wants to meet you right there. Quiet locations help. We know that quiet locations help because, obviously, quiet locations help, right? And we should seek solitude when we want to spend uninterrupted time with God. Seek Him that He may be found, right? We need to, look, we seek everything else. We want to go to everybody else. We want to talk to everybody else. But how's that working out for you? Talking to all these people, telling all these people all your problems. How is that working out for you? We need some uninterrupted time with God, in the presence of God. And it is also helpful to have a designated place, you know, where you go to spend time with God. You know, so when you're not at work and you're at home, you need to set up a designated place where you can go into that secret place, that dwelling place of the Most High, you know, and spend time with God, you know. So when you find that designated place, go and spend time with God. Jesus did this while on earth. You know, although he often prayed in public, he also found some quiet time to himself where he would slip away from the crowd and even, you know, his closest friends. He would just slip away and spend time alone with his Father in quiet. You know, Mark 1:35 and Luke 4:42, it tells us that, you know, but the secret place, that dwelling place, that Psalm 91 place, oh my God, I love going into that place. It describes, you know, it's like, again, it's not necessarily a physical place in your mind, because you can go to that place no matter where you are. And it is a state of spiritual rest that prevails regardless of anything going on around you. No, regardless of whatever your situation is, when you go into that secret place of the Most High, that dwelling place, you can shut the world out, shut those voices down. You know, that's Psalm 91. I want to encourage you to just read the whole thing from beginning to end. You will be blessed, you know. And it talks about that secret place, that hiding place. And, you know, God invites each of us to join him right there. And notice that, you know, God does not invite us to visit the secret place. He doesn't say anything about visiting. No, the promise is to those who dwell there. You have to dwell there. You have to live there. That means you need to be showing up every day in that secret place. Because to dwell means to live, right? It becomes your address, right? Your personal secret address between you and God, right? And God invites us right there, right? To right into that secret place. And so I want to invite you today into that secret place. I want you to shut out all the noise, all the stresses of this world, and just get quiet. Just get quiet. And we must be willing to quiet our hearts and our minds before God and allow him to access those secret places within us. You know, those places that we keep secret and do not reveal to anybody else. God wants to tap into those places. Not only does he want you to come into his secret place, but he wants to go into those, explore those secret places within you, right? You know, because secret places imply honesty and trust, right? God is calling you to transparency today. You know, we can't go to God in his secret place until we're willing and ready to be transparent and honest before him, right? But some of you have not even been transparent and honest with yourself because some things you've just kind of, you know, shut down, put it in the back of your mind, and you don't even want to go to some of those places because really some of those places are pretty dark for some of you. But God is calling you to go into that secret place of the Most High and allow him to go into those secret places within you, right? God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. He wants to give you rest. Everything that the enemy stole from you, God wants to restore back to you. Be encouraged today that God is working everything out for your good, but you have to make time for him. You have to get quiet before him. You have to meditate on the word and just be still and know that he is God. You know, some of you are looking for answers to some questions that you have, some issues that you have, and you've gone everywhere else for answers. But I want to challenge you to go before God, just get quiet before him and just allow him to speak to you, allow him to download some stuff into your spirit, and then you will have some of these answers that you've been waiting for so long. And then I don't want you to be fearful, because some of you are just living in a state of fear. Scripture says that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, a well-disciplined mind. That means that if God didn't give it to you, then you don't want it. If God didn't give you the spirit of fear, you don't want it. And then that means that you don't want to operate in it. When you choose to walk in fear, you dishonor God. You know, because basically what you're saying to him is you really don't believe him. You know, you don't believe his promises for you. You don't believe that he can help you. But we're fixing all of that today. You're going to go into that secret place, that dwelling place, and if you've been living in a state of fear, fear for your health, fear for your finances, fear for your family or a family member, whatever you've been fearful of, go before God and repent. Ask him to forgive you for not trusting him, ye of little faith. And then ask him to take away the fear, take away the doubt. And then get your mind right. Get your mind right. Remember, free your mind and the rest will follow. We got to get our minds right. Take every negative thought captive. All those negative thoughts, we're going to take those things captive, and we're going to get rid of them. Because if they're not lining up with God's word, if they're not lining up with God's truth for your life, then you don't want to keep those thoughts. You want to take every negative thought captive and get rid of them right now. And then I want you to step into faith. I want you to trust God, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so when you're not operating in faith, then you're not pleasing God, right? And so faith is hearing and believing God's word and standing on his promises for your life, you know, trusting him that things are going to work out for your good. And so I want you to go into that secret place, that dwelling place right now, and just get quiet before your Heavenly Father. Just be still. And it's going to be hard, because guess what? When you get there, the enemy's going to begin to flood your mind with everything that's going on, all the stuff on the news, all the stuff that's going on in your household, all the stuff that's going on your job and your finances and your health and whatever. He's going to have all that stuff going through your mind. But you got to shut it down. And you got to just, you know, find one scripture and just begin to recite it over and over again. Just say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Just say it over and over and over again when you get into the presence of God. You shall not want for anything. That's your Heavenly Father who loves you so much, and he wants to give you everything that he has already set. He has already prepared a place for you in the presence of your enemy. I just want you to get a visual right now. I want you to go before your Heavenly Father. I want you to go into that Psalm 91 dwelling place. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say unto the Lord, you are my refuge and my fortress. It's in you that I trust. And so we are going to trust in God today. We're going to trust in God today. And so I'm just going to pray. Father God, I thank you, Lord. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say unto you, Lord, you are our refuge and our strength. We trust you today, Lord God. We trust you today, Lord God. We thank you for your presence, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Lord God, we know that in your presence is fullness of joy. It's fullness of joy, Lord God. It's not fullness of fear. It's not fullness of doubt. It's not fullness of stress. No, it's fullness of joy, Lord God. And so, Father God, I ask that everyone who can hear my voice right now will experience the fullness of your joy, that joy that only you can provide, Lord. And Father God, I thank you, Lord, that we can cast all of our cares on you because you care. You care about everything that we are going through, Lord God. And I trust you. I trust you today. We trust you today, Lord God, to work it all out for our good. I thank you, Lord, that we can go into that secret place, that dwelling place, and allow you to just love on us and father us. Father God, we love you so much, and we need you. We need you, and so we're going into that secret place. We are entering into that place right now. You know, we are casting all of our cares on you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We're going to free our minds today, Lord God, knowing that when we do, the rest will follow. The rest will follow, Lord God. You said to seek you first, the kingdom of God and your righteousness, knowing that all these things shall be added unto us. So all the things we need are going to be added, but we have to seek you first, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, that we can always go to you, go to you. And I thank you that you are meeting us at our point of need, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We know that all things are possible for those who believe, and so we have to believe you today, Lord God. Hallelujah. We believe you today, Lord God. We believe you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Lord God, I am going to speak a third John blessing over everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God. I pray above all things that they will prosper, that they will be in health, even as their soul prospers in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. And you know that in your prosperity, that's just, you know, making sure that there is nothing missing and nothing broken in our lives, Lord God. And so anything that's missing or broken in our lives, Lord God, we ask that you will fix it right now and replace it right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for soul prosperity, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you that, you know, we have the third John blessing, Lord God. Hallelujah, that we can prosper in our health. We can have health, Lord God. We can prosper in our souls, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. I pray above all things that they will prosper, that they will be in health, and that their souls will prosper in you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, and I seal this prayer right now in the name of Jesus. And I call it done. Amen. 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 Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Amen. 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 Thank you, family, for joining me today. I pray that you were encouraged. I want to encourage you to go into that secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Meditate on Psalm 91 this week. Every day, just meditate on that. And just picture yourself literally in your mind, visualize yourself going into the secret place of the Most High, seeing your Father just sitting there waiting for you with open arms, loving on you, caring for you, providing your every need. Hallelujah. With Jesus right there at his right hand. Hallelujah. We can go to the Father. Hallelujah. Anything you need, everything you need, God will supply. I just want to encourage you in that today. I thank you so much for joining me today, and I pray that you have a blessed and marvelous week. I love you so much, but remember, as much as I love you, God loves you more. Your Heavenly Father loves you with an unconditional love, an everlasting love, everlasting to everlasting. And I want you to free your mind today and allow the rest to follow. Remember, a clear mind is a healthy mind. It's a productive mind, and God is calling you to rest. God bless. You know how I like to go out with Howard Hewitt? Here we go. I'll see you next time.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. things that wouldn't seem. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength lies. I lift my eyes beyond the sky. Only he can save my life, and only he can hear my cry. I wanna
are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-Watson.